This is QA2Max, bringing you inside the world of college cross country and track and field. Hello and welcome to the QA2Max podcast, presented by the U.S. Track and Field and Cross Country Coaches Association. My name is Tyler Mayforth.
And my name is Kyle Terwilliger.
Oh boy, Kyle, the postseason is finally here.
Yeah, enough of that regular season crap.
Kyle, what'd I tell you?
Enough of that regular season stuff.
Garbage. Malarkey.
Yeah. Actually, the postseason, the regular season was fine.
It was great.
It was good. Yeah,
what are you talking about? We had some upsets. We had some tremendous performances.
Where it really, really starts to matter is the postseason once we get into conference championships. Obviously, your league titles are at stake. Mm-hmm. And then we move on to regional championships and eventually national championships, obviously, by the end of the middle of next month. But let's not get too far out of ourselves.
No. This
is conference championship weekend in NCAA Division I cross country.
Everybody but the SWAC.
The SWAC went last weekend, a couple of National Athletes of the Week from that conference.
Congratulations to them.
Absolutely. But the bulk of the action is this weekend, all around the country, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll be covering a number of the meets live on the National Results Wall.
Eight of them.
Yes. We'll be talking about all eight of those meets today on this podcast.
Whoa.
I know, right? So
kind of funny how that works out.
Right. It's almost like we planned that. I don't know. What we're going to do, we're going to go through each conference that we're previewing this weekend and that we're covering on the National Results Wall. All eight conferences that we're doing on the National Results Wall we'll talk about today. That's the ACC, the Big 12, the Big East, the Big 10, the Ivy League, the Mountain West, the Pac-12, and the SEC. If you want in-depth breakdowns of each of these conference races, you can go to ustfccca.org. We have our conference championship preview headquarters on the front page right now, and that includes individual stories for each of the eight conferences that breaks down the team storylines and the individual contenders. So if you want an in-depth look at all these conference meets, go there. On this podcast, we are going to be making some predictions, giving you some brief overviews, because we don't want to spend... We all love cross-country, but we don't want to talk about it for 4 hours. And you don't want to listen to it for 4 hours.
Unless you do, and just let us know.
Yeah.
You know, we'll do a four-hour podcast for regionals or nationals, and then you can go through your entire workday listening to us.
And you'll be thinking, why did I do this?
Why did I vote yes? Why?
But, okay, so let's... Just get started on these conference previews, then. Let's do it.
You know what? Let's do it in alphabetical order.
Okay.
We are starting then, put my thinking cap on, with the ACC.
ACC, indeed.
Kyle?
Give me some direction. Where am I going here?
You should go, let's see, when is it? What time is it?
Mm-hmm.
And then take us through ranked teams.
Yeah, so ACC championships, you can watch those on live on ESPN3 online. And you can, of course, you can follow along on the National Results Wall if you can't get to ESPN3 or do both at the same time.
Multitask.
Yes, Friday morning, men's race starts at 9:03. Be there or be square. Yes, so the men, number 2 Syracuse, number 7 Virginia, number 12 NC State, number 18 Virginia Tech, and receiving votes Florida State.
Hmm.
And for the women, you have number 7 Virginia, number 8 NC State, number 16 Syracuse, number 17 Notre Dame, and number 29, North Carolina, the defending champs in that race. Let's go team picks here. I think it's going to be, on the men's side, I think it's going to be Syracuse.
Fair enough.
Number 2 in the country. I think it'll be close. Syracuse is probably going to be the handy winner here. And then it'll be tight between, I think it'll be tight between Virginia and NC State.
Ooh.
So
I like those picks.
So, but it's the ACC. Anything can change. Anything can happen. So we'll see. Women's race. I like NC State over Virginia in the upset.
Okay.
Upset. I mean, they're separated by one spot.
Still an upset.
Yeah. If you look at, they finished side by side at Washington. NC State got a kind of a poor showing from Ryan Frazier.
Wisconsin?
What did I say?
Washington.
I meant Wisconsin. Of course, yes. I meant Wisconsin.
That's okay.
You know, they finished side by side, separated by, you know, 20 some points. And you think that Ryan Frazier finishes better than 38th like she did at Wisco.
Oh, yeah.
And moves up to the, you know, maybe get the individual win at this meet.
True.
So that narrows the gap right there. So we'll see. Everything is up for grabs here. But I like NC State over Virginia in a very tight race. So
I like those picks.
Yeah.
I have to agree. I like Syracuse coming out of the men's race.
Mm-hmm.
they're head and shoulders above everyone in that division. But I like Virginia.
Okay.
I think the depth there is incredibly strong.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be a close race. I think it'll come down to the fifth, sixth runner displacer to see what happens there.
Yeah.
But Virginia wins by about 6 points.
Okay. Cool. Very good. Individually, in the ACC, we have an interesting battle between, you know, you got Justin Hare and, or Justin Hare, Justin Knight and Martin Hare.
They combined it to one. Everybody
which
run.
Which isn't good. I mean,
everybody run.
You'd rather have two low sticks than one super low stick.
But if the super low stick is like a negative stick,
that cross country doesn't work that way.
But if they combine, anything can happen.
But you have those two guys from Syracuse.
We're in a fantastic realm right here.
Yes,
anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Bionic legs,
right? So you have those two from Syracuse. You have Thomas Curtin from Virginia Tech, the man
you
who took down Edward Chesarek.
That has to go. I was about to say that has to go on his tombstone. But Thomas, if you're listening. Live a long and happy life.
Yeah, no kidding. Sean Thompson from Duke, Edwin Kibiche from Louisville, even Henry Wynn from Virginia.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people. Plus, there's a bunch of other people who are going to be challenging. But I think it's going to come down to a race between those two Syracuse guys and Thomas Curtin. And I think ultimately it's – I know Martin Hare is the defending champ in this race, but I think it's going to be Justin Knight.
Ooh.
So
I like it.
Women's side, you have – Molly Seidel and Anna Rohrer of Notre Dame, Ryan Frazier. Those three are really going to be battling for the win, I think. And I see it going to Molly Seidel.
Ooh.
So
I like it.
I mean, not a super hot take. She was, you know, all three of those people raced it.
I mean,
Wisconsin,
it's a sizzling take.
Molly, yeah.
You know.
But yeah, so that's my estimation of the ACC championships.
I like it. Okay. I like those picks. If I had to make my picks in the ACC...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Thomas Curtin.
No, very good.
I'm going to say Thomas Curtin goes with the upset pick, not just because I said what he should write on his tombstone,
right.
But I think, you know, he's going to have a tremendous race with Justin Knight, with the Colin Bennies, the Martin Hares, and the Sean Thompson of Duke. I think he's going to be up there as well.
Absolutely.
And in the women's, let's go Ryan Frazier.
All right, well, do you want to move on then?
Shall we?
Let's go to the Big 12.
Yes.
And the Big 12 is Saturday morning. And I believe that starts at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Oh.
And you can follow that on the National Results Wall as well.
All of these meets they can follow on the National Results Wall.
I know. I'm going to drive the point home throughout the show. From the Big 12, on the men's side, you have Oklahoma State, National Results Wall, and Vote Receiving Oklahoma. And on the women's side, you have number 11, Iowa State, number 23, Oklahoma State, and Vote Receiving Baylor.
Drink your Ovaltine.
National Results Wall. Let's start with the women's race on this one. Iowa State is one of those teams that still has some things to prove. They've actually really performed quite well this year, considering that they've been running with a partial squad for most of the year. They don't have Bethany Brown. They haven't debuted her yet. She's a former All-American. We'll see if she gets into the race this weekend. But Perez Rotich, Aaron Hooker have been phenomenal for them this year. They were, you know, the 4-5 runners last year at NCAAs. And they've moved up to, you know, this year they've been the 1-2, and they've performed quite well, actually.
Mm-hmm.
When you add in Becky Straw, who I think has yet to run to her full potential this year, and then you potentially add Bethany Brown in there, this is a team that could be dangerous, despite the redshirting of Crystal Nelson. So they're going to get a decent test from a number 23 Oklahoma State squad who hasn't faced anybody yet. This is the first time they're facing a squad that's ranked higher than them. So it'll be interesting to see how Ingeborg Loveness and Kayla Edwards and Dave Smith's squad responds to being the underdog for one time this year. Because they've kind of been doing their own thing. They didn't go to Pre-Nat. They didn't go to Wisco. They didn't go to any of the early October meets.
They've been doing Oklahoma State things.
Right, they've been doing the Oklahoma State things. So it'll be interesting to see how they do.
Who comes out?
Oh, Iowa State.
Iowa State.
Iowa State,
okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, Iowa State takes the women's race. For the men's race, it's going to be Oklahoma State. I think it'll be Oklahoma State by a significant margin. I think the more interesting thing is where do Oklahoma, Iowa State, where do
Texas,
all finish in line with one another? So we'll see.
I agree with you. I mean, there's no reason why Iowa State shouldn't win the women's race, and Oklahoma State could just steamroll the field.
Right.
You know.
For the individuals, I'm looking at Surat Gebregadan of Oklahoma State as the individual favorite. You have the Oklahoma duo of Brandon Dowdy and Jacob Burcham. They could make some noise. They were 3-4 at that Virginia Panorama Farms Invitational in early October. So they could make some noise. A big question mark here, Quegg Nowak. You previously mentioned the bionic legs.
He has not received those yet.
Yes, we can confirm he did not receive bionic legs. He underwent a minor surgery earlier this year. He's been trying to bounce back. We'll see if he can kind of get back to that form that made him a top 20 NCAA finisher. If he is, I mean, he's certainly a contender for the win. But if not, you know, Dave Smith's probably biding his time. Let's PQ for... Let's truly PQ for NCAA championships.
That's a nice place to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And for the women, I'm going to say Sharon Lokedi of Kansas.
Ooh.
Yeah, we saw her impress at pre-Nats. I think fourth she was place, fourth overall yes. there, right.
Which you also could have followed along on the national results wall.
Yes.
National results wall.
Like I said, Rotish and Hooker from Iowa State. Maggie Montoya from Baylor. She was kind of an under-the-radar top 10 type at Wisconsin. Those are the ones I'm watching. I'm gonna go with Sharon Lokedi from Kansas for the win.
I agree with both of your picks. Absolute certainty.
Absolute certainty. Write it down in stone.
National results wall.
Next up is the Big East.
The Beast.
Yes.
Kind of. Yeah. You know.
I see what you did there.
But no. Let's see. For the Big East, it's Saturday.
Okay, Saturday.
The men's race gets underway first at 11 a.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
The women's race gets underway at 11:50 Eastern. The ranked teams on the men's side. We have number 14 Georgetown, number 24 Providence, and number 25 Villanova. Then on the women's side, we have number 6 Providence, number 18 Georgetown, and number 28 Villanova. To break down each of those, it's going to be interesting to see what Villanova does here.
Yeah, for sure.
They have the 1-2-3 punch that is tremendous. I mean, they can... Go 1-2-3, pretty much any meet other than nationals
and regionals. Jordy Williams, exactly. Rob Deneau. Yeah.
Yes. But their 4, 5, 6, 7 guys are nowhere to be found. Right. They can be found, but it's way back in the field
right.
compared to where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
And they get taken down by a team like Penn.
Yeah.
Nothing against Penn. They're a quality team. But Villanova should not be losing
right.
to Penn.
Villanova was number 7 preseason yes. team. So
this is going to be an interesting thing to watch against Georgetown. Mm-hmm. Who has some depth.
Who has also beat Villanova head-to-head already
yes,
this year.
At the Paul Short run.
Exactly.
And the thing with Georgetown, they've always been the groomsman, never the groom.
Mm.
That's 8 runner-up finishes in the last 13 years, I believe.
Wow.
But, you know, this year is a year they become the groom.
Okay.
You know?
Is it going to be close?
I think you're going to get 3 low sticks from Villanova.
Mm-hmm.
But Georgetown's going to put 4 of their guys in the middle there. And then the next Villanova guy, you're going to see a Providence guy in there that's going to beat a Villanova guy 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
If you consider 10 points, 15 points close, it's not going to be like a 3-point close or
okay.
like 4 or 5 points. On the women's side, I think we can all agree this is Providence's race to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You get Katarina Rocha back to combine with Sarah Collins. Nice 1-2 punch there.
Yeah.
Georgetown, we might finally see a full lineup out of them. Who knows? Who really knows?
Yeah. This is the time of the season where they usually show up.
Yes.
So it'll be closer than... regular season results will have indicated, yeah. I think.
And Andrea Keklak is going to be up there as well mm-hmm. With Katarina Rocha and Sarah Collins. Villanova, I mean, they're there. In the team standing, it's going to go Providence by a large margin,
mm-hmm.
Georgetown, and then Villanova, pretty much where their rankings are. But for individual winners,
yes,
in the men's race, it's going to come down to you know Patrick Tiernan, Jonathan Green, or Eric Peterson of Butler.
Yeah.
You know, but Patrick Tiernan.
Okay.
I see him pushing past those guys late, maybe come down to the final kick, and Tiernan gets that win. Do you see that thing, too?
I think so, and I think I like Tiernan. I think it'll be very, very close between him and Peterson of mm-hmm. Of Butler.
On the women's side, it's going to come down to Katarina Rocha and Sarah Collins,
mm-hmm.
as well as Andrea Keklak. Katarina Rocha for the win.
Okay. Very good.
You know,
I think I like Sarah Collins, but
okay.
To each their own. Next up.
The Big Ten.
The Big Ten. Let's. When is the Big Ten championship?
It's on Sunday.
Mm.
Sunday. There will be no monster truck races, though. just in case you guys want to know that. If you're excited for monster trucks, the Big Ten cross-country championships are not where you want to go.
No.
The men's race starts at 10:45 Central, and the women's race starts an hour later at 11:45 Central. The ranked teams in the men's championship are number 5 Michigan, number 19 Michigan State, number 27 Wisconsin, number 28 Indiana, and receiving votes Illinois. On the women's side, this is a doozy. You got number 2 Michigan, number 15 Penn State, number 21 Michigan State, number 22 Minnesota, number 30 Purdue, and a dark horse here receiving votes Wisconsin, who will be without Sarah DeSanza, though. Right. We learned that she is not in the
entries.
Who knows with her? Maybe she's one of those people who's not going to debut until regionals. But you start to wonder this late in the season.
Certainly do.
What the issue is there. But let's break it down a little bit.
Yep.
So I'll start with the men's again. Mm-hmm. It's the earlier race. We'll start there.
Sure.
My main point of emphasis here, will Wisconsin's reign continue? They've won 15 of the last 16 conference titles.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. But then again, the Badgers aren't the Badgers of those years. Mm-hmm. They failed to impress in back-to-back meets. They went out for a jog at the Greater Louisville Classic.
They might as well have went out for a jog at Wisconsin.
At Wisconsin. And the last team to win a championship at the Big Ten that wasn't named Wisconsin?
Mm-hmm.
Indiana.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny how they're following the same trajectory, being a little bit murky earlier in the season, then picking it up. Indiana looked very strong at Princeton Interregional meet.
Yeah.
And then they looked as pretty strong at the pre-nat, as well as Wisconsin Adidas. They split squads, sent people other places. But Michigan. They haven't won a conference title since 1998.
It's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago.
For frame of reference, that's the year before Star Wars The Phantom Menace Episode 1 was released.
We choose to forget that, Kyle.
Just for a frame of reference.
You just opened up old wounds for people, Kyle.
It's just a frame of reference. That's all. Carry on. It's the best of the three prequels. So
hot take right there. But no.
For all your Star Wars news, come to QA2 Max Podcast and join us on the National Result Tour.
On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes. Continue with the Big Ten, please.
I shall. You know what? I'll just say the men's champion, Michigan. Michigan wins the first one since 1998. You can't forget about Michigan State, though. But Wisconsin comes second. Indiana third. Michigan State behind them. Even though Michigan State does have an upset to their name this year already.
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Exactly.
Certainly.
To continue on to the women's race.
Mm-hmm.
It's Michigan's title to lose. I already said last QA2 Max, I believe, that Michigan is a clear-cut number 2 in the nation.
They use the rankings podcast.
Yes.
The live reveal of the rankings. Okay. Yeah.
But still, I stand by my point.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan is a clear-cut number 2 behind New Mexico. And there's no way that they should lose this meet. And you wonder about Michigan State. They should get Rachel Shulist here. But you wonder about the rest of their runners who were a little bit slow to come out. You really wonder why you didn't see Rachel Shulist at the Wisconsin Adidas.
Sure.
But you can't forget about Penn State or Wisconsin either. Mm-hmm. They're out there as well. Wisconsin without DeSanza. Penn State, Tori Gerlach. She should be contending for individual crown here.
Mm-hmm.
But no. Michigan.
Yep.
Michigan for the win. Michigan State second. Penn State third.
Okay. Well, I agree with the Michigan sweep. I think Penn State finishes second for the women. Michigan State's just too banged up.
This is true.
Yeah. And I think Wisconsin will ultimately finish third in the men's race behind
Indiana?
Behind Michigan State.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Indiana goes like a fourth?
Yeah, Indiana fourth, Wisconsin third. That's kind of how I see it.
Okay.
So we'll see.
Let's go ahead and break it down to the individual level here. Starting with the men's, you have three favorites. Michigan's Mason Furlick, Wisconsin's Malachi Schroblegen, and Purdue's Matt McClintock. Furlick gets win this year.
Okay.
What do you think?
Schroblegen.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I like it. And for the women's race, you got your favorites, Michigan's Erin Finn and Michigan State's Rachel Shulist.
Assuming she runs. Yep.
And the dark horse is Penn State's Tori Gerlach.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Erin Finn.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be
that.
Quite simple there. So that's the Big Ten.
Okay, very good. Let's move on to the Ivy League.
They get to hear my voice again.
Yeah, three times in a row.
National results.
Yes. So, when is the Ivy League championships, or when are the Ivy League heptagonals?
Thank you. I was about to correct you, because you need to get that correct.
Yes.
They've been happening since 1939 for the men's,
and
77 for the women's.
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
It's a long time.
All for the men's.
In a galaxy
no,
far, far
okay.
away.
This, the Ivy League heptagonal XC championships are going to be held Friday at Van Cortlandt Park.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous course.
Mm-hmm.
The men's race gets underway at 11 a.m. Eastern. The women's race gets underway not too long after that, at noon Eastern, about an hour later.
All right, so who's going to be there?
Well, for the men, you have two ranked teams. You have Columbia at number 17 and number 29, Penn.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to forget about Princeton either.
Mm-hmm.
For the women's, you got a few more teams that received votes and were ranked. You got number 20, Princeton, number 25, Columbia, receiving votes, Dartmouth, receiving votes, Harvard, and receiving votes, Penn.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and break down the men's race first, again, because it goes off first. My questions for this meet, will Penn's rise continue?
Mm-hmm.
Penn has come out of nowhere into the rankings. They've been strong. They just beat Villanova, as we mentioned earlier. And can they beat Columbia, who's looked strong in their own right?
Will they?
Yes, they will.
Penn wins.
Penn wins. And for the women's race, we saw an early preview a couple weeks ago at the Wisconsin Adidas Invitational. Four Ivy League teams were in that race. You had number 20 Princeton, number 25 Columbia, as well as Dartmouth and Harvard. I see it finishing the exact same way as that meet finished. You're going to have the Tigers. They're going to win the Ivy League championship here to make their ninth crown in the league. Behind them, I can see Columbia, and then behind them, Dartmouth.
Very good. Individually.
Individually, let's go ahead and with the men's. Obviously, it's going to come down to a two-person race, I believe. Columbia's Aubrey Meijer and Penn's Thomas Awad. He gets the win.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then for the women's race, you got Columbia's Natalie Tanner, Princeton's Elizabeth Byrd, and Dana Giordano from Dartmouth.
Mm-hmm.
Elizabeth Byrd.
I'm going Dana Giordano.
Ooh, I like it.
Mm-hmm. I believe we get to hear you once more.
Our listeners are doing backflips. The good old Mountain West.
What do we got?
A meet.
Who's in it? When is it?
Friday.
Start with when is it?
Yeah. In Reno, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific for the men, and then it jumps to 10:45 Pacific for the women.
Very good.
Those ranked teams. We have for the men's, number 16, Boise State, number 26, Air Force, number 30, Colorado State, and receiving votes, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Then for the women, you have number 1, New Mexico.
Those Lobos.
And number 9, Boise State.
Okay, very good.
You don't want to forget about Air Force either there.
Sure.
Let's break it down for the men's race really quickly. It's going to be a close race, I think. Boise State takes the win over Colorado State. I think Gerald Mock and Jefferson Abbey go 1-2 in either way. Now you want to flip them around. That's how it's going to happen. But Colorado State does not have the depth to hold off the team like Boise State. And for the women's race, I'm calling an upset. No, I'm really not. New Mexico wins with like 23 points. But yeah, individually for the men's race, Jefferson Abbey and Gerald Mock earlier, it's a toss up there. I'll take Jefferson Abbey.
Okay.
You know. Or Gerald Mock. Pick one of the two. You agree?
I'm going to say Gerald Mock gets the win.
Okay.
Yep. And I actually think Colorado State pulls the upset.
Okay.
Over Boise State.
They find that depth.
They get it on track, and they win the Mountain West.
I like it. And then for the women's race, obviously you get the Formidable Four, Allie Ostrander, Hannah Everson. But I haven't seen enough out of Alice Wright or Kelly Thackeray to think they're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
So that leaves Rona Auckland and Courtney Ferrix.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Allie O and Hannah Everson.
Mm-hmm.
Allie O.
Okay.
She gets another win.
I think the win goes to Courtney Ferrix.
Okay.
Yep. I think
Does Joe let them run now?
I think Joe lets them run a little bit this weekend just to get their legs under him a little bit. So I think Joe lets them run a little bit, and I think Courtney goes for the win.
Excellent. I like that take.
And I think I do also agree that New Mexico will win.
Okay.
The score will appear close between Boise State and New Mexico, but when you break it down and really look, they're both going to be splitting a lot of those top 15 positions. New Mexico is going to have the front half of that. Boise State's going to have the back half of that. So it's going to look close on paper, but just be aware that it's not all that close, I don't think.
Shall we move on?
We shall.
Let them hear your voice for a second.
All right.
Or two.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Kyle Terwilliger, co-host of this podcast.
My name is Tyler Mayforth.
We
have the National Results Wall for you.
National Results Wall.
I just told them.
I was subliminally telling them.
Okay.
So, moving on to the Pac-12.
Oh, this boy.
Is the meat of the weekend, in my estimation.
Okay.
Well, objectively, there are the most ranked teams there.
I like it.
12 nationally ranked teams between the men and the women, 6 in each race. So,
When is it?
You can see this race Friday afternoon at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time. And you can follow live splits and of course, follow along in the national results well. 10:30 for the men's race, 11:30 for the women's race. So let's break down that men's race real quick. The players, number one, Colorado, number three, Oregon, number 15, UCLA, number 20, Washington, number 21, California, and number 23, Stanford.
Ooh.
Yeah. On the women's side, number 3, Colorado, number 5, Oregon, number 10, Stanford, number 12, Washington, number 19, Utah, and vote-receiving California.
Hmm.
So, men's race first. Colorado, obviously the national champion. They will win this weekend. They're going to get a fight from Oregon, I think. It depends whether we see Ben Sorrell run or not.
A Division II level fight?
I see what you did there. But I think Colorado gets this one. All they do is win Pac-12 titles. They've won 4 in a row, I think. So they're going to continue their winning streak. Stanford will be interesting here. I think Stanford and Oregon will battle for that number 2 spot, assuming that Stanford runs all of its people. Grant Fisher, Jim Rosa, Joe Rosa, Sean McGordy, Colin Leibold, Garrett Sweat, Sam Wharton.
A lot of ifs.
But if they're all running on the same page, they might jump back up into the top 5 as a team that could take down Colorado and Syracuse. Mm. So we'll see. This is a we'll see weekend for Stanford on the men's side. So for the women, Colorado, Oregon, Stanford, Washington, Utah, California. I think Oregon gets the win here over Colorado. Their depth is just phenomenal. Colorado is stronger up front, I think, but Oregon has a deeper pack.
Mm-hmm.
And once you add in, they might have beaten Colorado at pre-Nats had Maggie Schmadick run.
Mm.
So I'm going to go Oregon for that. It's going to be close. It's going to be very, very close. Stanford, they're going to be a not too distant third place. And I think you see Washington and Utah battling for that fourth spot. So.
I agree. Colorado, men's winner.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Oregon,
okay.
Women's winner.
Yeah.
Close, like you said. Kyle, let's talk about the individual race.
Yeah, individuals. Obviously, the favorite is Edward Cheserek.
But he got beat by Thomas Curtin.
He got beat by Thomas Curtin. He's not going to get beat at Pac-12s. Edward Cheserek
because
wins.
Thomas Curtin is not there.
That's exactly right. You know, you also have to look out for Sean McGordy and Pierce Murphy and Amar Moussa, Connor Winter, Morgan Pearson. You know, if the Stanford guys run, Grant Fisher, the Rosas, they'll be up there as well. But I think ultimately it's Cheserek. It's going to be kind of a pack until the last K and a half, 2K, and then Cheserek kind of starts to make his move and go.
He does Cheserek things.
Yes, this is the time, I think, where he starts really tuning up for nationals. And this is, you know, we saw it a little bit at pre-Nats where he tried to chase down Thomas Curtin. But for the women, Erin Clark of Colorado, Ashlyn Cuff, Stanford, Bethan Knights, California. Those are the three really big contenders here. I'm going to go with Bethan Knights of California for the win.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yep.
She won the GRIAC.
She did. What do you got?
Chez. Men.
Yep.
Erin Clark.
Erin Clark.
Yes.
Very good.
It
would have been nice to see Bethan Knights versus Erin Clark at pre-Nats. But they held Bethan Knights out. So
it's going to be
and Ashlyn Cuff.
It's going to be an incredible front leader pack for the women's. You know, you have your Erin Clarks, your Ashlyn Cuffs, all the Bethan Knights. Even the two Utah girls are going to be up there.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be fighting as well. And who knows, maybe Elise Cranny? We don't know.
Right.
You know, she could be up there
No,
as well.
She's not.
Okay.
She's not running.
No Elise Cranny. Okay.
All right, moving on to our final meet of the weekend, the SEC Championships, which will be held Friday at 10 a.m. Central Time is the start for the men's race, the women following at 11 a.m. Central Time. You know, for the team contention here, for the men, you have number 8 Arkansas, and then another team that's not ranked right now but has been throughout the season, Ole Miss.
Ooh.
They lost to Arkansas by 6 points. So you have those two in the men's race. The women's race, you have number 4 Arkansas, number 13 Mississippi State, and number 26 Vanderbilt, along with vote-receiving Alabama. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with that women's race. Arkansas looks really strong. Yeah, Wisconsin finishing second. A distant second to New Mexico, but second nonetheless. Dominique Scott is fantastic for them. They're pretty deep. I think it'll be They're accustomed to winning this meet the past couple of years by just enormous margins. I think it's something like 144 points combined over the last 2 years. It's going to be close this year because I think Mississippi State, they're starting to peak at the right time. I think Rianwood Price and Marta Freitas and Fionn Price, they're designing their season to be, you know, peak right around now and then continue that peak into the NCAA postseason. But I think Arkansas wins, but it'll be probably a 30-point margin between them and Mississippi State, which isn't super close, but it's close, much closer than it has been in years past.
I agree. Arkansas for the win.
And the men's side, number 8, Arkansas, Ole Miss. Ole Miss needs to get their act together if they want to. This is the year they want to challenge for an SEC title. Arkansas has won something ridiculous, like 24 or 23 of 25 SEC titles since they've entered the conference. I think they won 5 or 6 or 7 in a row. Some ridiculous number in a row now. I think they probably get another one. I think it'll be close. I think Ole Miss does start to get its act together.
You think so?
I think so. It'll be close just like last year. It'll come down to the wire. Less than 10 points, but Arkansas wins.
I agree. Arkansas sweep.
Okay. Individuals. This one's really wide open in my estimation. You have the Arkansas guys, Austin Dahlquist, Franklin Snuey, Christian Hemsfield, Sean Tobin and MJ Erb of Ole Miss, Anibas Kazgai of Alabama, Cameron Villarreal of Texas A&M, Jacob Thompson, Kentucky. I'm looking at, boy, this is tough. I think one of the Ole Miss guys gets it. I think it's, I'm going to call it MJ Erb gets it.
Okay.
But I don't feel confident about that pick. This is, like I said, this is a wide open.
I feel confident about my pick.
Who do you got?
Kazgai.
Kazgai, really? Okay. Very good. For the women, the favorite is Dominique Scott, period.
Justifiably so.
But I think it'll be close. I think Freitas and Price and Chelsea Bloss hang with her for most of the
race. You cannot forget about Chelsea Bloss.
It'll come down to a kick between Scott and Bloss, and Scott will win the race.
I think so as well.
Well, that's it. That's all 8 conferences.
I was ready to talk about the SoCon with number 10 Furman.
Well, yeah.
Or the Big Sky with vote-receiving Southern Utah.
Mm-hmm. But if you want more information about those conferences, you can go to ustfccca.org and go to Conference Championship Central. We have every single conference in Division I, plus Division III and Division II. If they have live results, they're there. The dates and times for the races, the meet homepages, past results for all those championships. Anything you want to know about conference championships at the NCAA Division 1, 2, 3 level, you can find it on the Conference Championship Central page.
We're looking out for you.
Yeah. Now, continue. These 8 that we're...
Oh, the 8 that we just talked about.
Yeah, the 8 we just talked about. Where can they follow those? Did the subliminal messaging not work?
It doesn't work on me, as you can see.
Your Jedi mind tricks don't work on me.
Yes. You will join us on the National Results Wall.
No, I won't. Yes, that's a motto.
No, I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. No. Star Wars Episode 1 again.
Even though my last name is May 4th and I get a lot of the May the 4th be with you and that kind of stuff, it falls on deaf
ears. Yes, but National Results Wall.
Yes.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. A lot of action on Friday.
A lot of action.
I believe
it's something like 5.
5 conference championships.
Then you have 2 on Saturday.
You have the ACC, the Ivy, the Mountain West, the Pac-12, the SEC all on Friday.
That is a big day.
Mm-hmm. It is.
A lot of movers and shakers.
Indeed, there will be.
And then on Saturday, you have 2 more.
The Big East and Big 12.
And then wrapping up is the Big 10 on Sunday.
For those professional running fans out there, you can watch the New York Marathon in the morning, and then as soon as that's done, you can hop on the National Results Wall.
Or they can just stare at the computer and wait for us to join them.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't suggest that. But they can.
They can.
Yeah.
You know.
They
shouldn't, because they should enjoy professional running.
Indeed.
We appreciate all running. Yeah. You should go out for a run yourself.
Yeah, right now. Do it. Or not. Whatever.
They want to listen to us finish the podcast.
Okay. We'll get on with it already.
45 minutes long.
Tyler, where can people contact us?
They can email us at media@ustfccca.org.
Mm-hmm.
They can follow us on Twitter at ustfccca.
Mm-hmm.
Search us on Facebook, ustfccca.
Mm-hmm.
They can go on our website, www. Who uses www anymore?
http://.
www.ustfcca.org.
Mm-hmm.
They can follow me on Twitter or mention me on Twitter
mm-hmm.
at Tyler Mayforth.
And you can reach me at Kyle, USTFCCCA.
And they can also join us on the National Results Wall this weekend.
National Results Wall.
We appreciate you guys for joining us today. Hopefully it's an exciting, fun-filled, not fight-filled weekend.
Yes.
In Division I cross country. Keep it civil. Makes for good gifs, but mm-hmm. we don't want to see the fights.
Yeah. That's it.
That is. Enjoy the exciting weekend of cross country and be sure to join us on the National Results Wall.